First, the good news. Most of the state is not expected to be at above average risk for wildfires this summer. That's according to the National Interagency Fire Center. The reason for that might depress you. In parts of the state with less vegetation, years of drought and fire mean there's little left to burn. Tom Spencer is head of predictive services with the Texas Forest Service.
That was part of the reason why some of the fire activity this past winter, spring fire season, was down from last year.
Spencer said wooded parts of the state, like the hill country and the piney woods, are at greater risk of fire. No matter how many fires break out, officials say they'll have less resources to work with. Speaking with reporters by telephone on Monday, secretaries for the Departments of Interior and Agriculture enumerated the ways the so-called sequestration has hit their departments. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack.
As a result of a sequester and across-the-board cuts that have been applied, we'll have about 500 fewer firefighters at the Forest Service than we would otherwise have. That may impact about 50 engines that we would otherwise have.
But the Forest Service still wants to position personnel close to where they expect the most fires. This year, that's along the West Coast and into the Rocky Mountains, not near Texas. The Texas Forest Service Spencer says
that would certainly mean that there would be less federal resources that could be available to assist the state of Texas should a fire season develop here.
He says the severity of fire season depends a lot on how much Texas remains in drought through the summer months. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.